At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Take Command is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command.
The Cardiac Commanders are the Clutch Commanders!
With former NFL tight end, Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Take Command looking ahead to Thursday Night Football and a collision between the Packers and the Commanders. From Lambeau Field on the road, week two, you're 10 days into the season and a chance to be 2-0 with a division win, a second conference win, and a really quality victory against one of the best teams in the NFC, possibly a golden opportunity for Washington. I bring in Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. Take Command available wherever you get your audio. So download, subscribe, rate, review the podcast. And of course, you can watch us on YouTube on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. But Logan, these guys got to be licking their lips here because you've already birdied a hole against the Giants. A really, really good op to be 2-0 with a mini bye, sitting around watching football this weekend, going into a home game against the Raiders where you'll be favored.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I'm not a big fan of Thursday night games. It really messed my process up as a player. I just felt like I was so disrupted. I never felt like I was fully prepared. But if you can capitalize on this, like ride the emotion of the moment, you're playing on 9/11, lots of cool things going on here, primetime game. If you can ride the emotion of this, come in and play Commanders football and get a win heading into the bye, man, it's really nice to kind of have something to break up the monotony of the early season. So I think, I definitely think, while the week, this week is really hard for the guys, next week they can enjoy it because I have a little lighter workload and be able to kind of, get their mind off football for a little bit.
Looking at the Packers defense, they had a tremendous first game against a really good Detroit Lions offense. Now, Ben Johnson, who's now the head coach of the Bears, no longer calling plays, so a bit of a transitional period for Detroit. But Jared Goff, those elite weapons that we've gotten to know, Jahmyr Gibbs was shut down. They did a really good job against the run. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, a lot of them were held in check by the Packers. I want to start to look at Washington's offense through the lens of defending the Green Bay front. with Washington's offensive front. Micah Parsons, 29 snaps, 22 of them he lined up on the offense's right side near Josh Connerly. You know, at the left edge, he ended up with his first sack in those 29 reps, showed and brought a lot of speed. They've got Rashawn Gary on the other side. They've got very, very talented secondary rushing depth with Lucas Van Ness. If you're the Commanders, how do you start your game plan looking at what is a very, very competent front?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I think the front and the linebackers are all Edgerrin Cooper and Walker. I don't remember his first name from
Georgia. Quay Walker, former first-round pick.
Quay Walker are tremendous athletes, and they play with tremendous physicality. You mentioned Lucas Van Ness. He was a really interesting piece to watch in the defense because sometimes he's playing a six technique. Sometimes he's playing a stand-up nine. Sometimes he's playing a three technique. Sometimes he's playing a four eye. And he just gives them so much flexibility in the front. It's kind of it makes it hard. The diversity makes it hard to prep for. And when you watch the Detroit, their philosophy has always been at its core to be a smash mouth football team. But one of the things I always appreciated about Ben Johnson is he said, we are an exotic smash mouth football team. So even though they were going to run downhill, they were going to run outside zone, they always had a little bit of window dressing on it. And I felt like in this game, they were so aggressive at kind of asserting their toughness that it really hampered them. So what I would say, if I'm Cliff, I'm going to think about not getting into 13 personnel where they can kind of get these big, you know, first round picks on the field all together and let them jam up the run, be physical, get hands on blocks and just say like, our guys are better than your guys. I want to see how they handle if we spread them out a little bit. Do they take Quay Walker off the field? Edgerrin Cooper doesn't usually play stand up in the nickel because they don't trust him in coverage all the way. So can we get him off the field? Can we spread him out? And then what do they do when we give them a lot of stuff to look at? They played a little bit of man. They played a little bit cover three. The other thing they did a great job of in this game was disguising their coverages. And I can't wait to watch this hurry up against that. Because one of the things watching the hurry up is it's faster this year, I think. After watching the first game, it's faster. So you're not going to be able to disguise your coverages as long. You're not going to be able to get that really complicated defensive play look in. So I think Cliff should lean into that big time. Let's spread them out a little bit and see how they match our personnel. And then can we create creases just based on formation and alignment? I think it's a really that would be my first kind of building block principle. And again, like, so when you're building a game plan, that's the first foundational piece. Broad kind of what philosophy do I want to engage in? And then you kind of get into the specifics. Oh, I like this run. I like this motion. I like this shift.
How much easier is it to go tempo, hurry up, no huddle at home in an environment like this past Sunday, as opposed to Thursday night in Lambeau where it's going to be super loud and raucous? And then when they're able to do that, like, there's so many words and the verbiage is so crazy. How do they go so quick in this offense and still get everybody lined up the way they need to?
So that's a two-part question. I'll try to answer both parts. So first off, going hurry up on the road, I think, is a brilliant idea because so much of what you're doing is based on hand signals and gestures and minimal communication. One of the things, and so when you think about fans, when you're in the huddle, they're quiet. When they're out of the huddle, they're loud. And there's a rhythm to the way the crowd cheers, especially on the road in a place like Lambeau where the crowd's really, really smart. Like, they understand huddle quiet, break the huddle loud. When the quarterback's trying to communicate, they get louder. Here, it's a constant communication. There's no indicator for the crowd to be like, whoa, it's all pretty even. It's like, when do I start cheering? And then Jaden's doing his hand signals, doing his all this stuff. And so there's no need. The thing that the noise makes it hard is communication, but you already do a ton of nonverbal stuff. So I think it's brilliant. There were times where we'd go into early in my career where we'd go into road games and we'd start in like a 2-minute or Apache version of our offense where it was more hand signal based because we wanted the crowd out of it, especially on the first drive, take the emotion out of it. So I think that's part of it. To your second part, the second part of your question there is I have no idea. Like, I mean, think about how much diversity we saw in this last game. We saw 11 personnel. We saw 12 personnel. We saw play action pass. We saw keepers. We saw zone read. We saw different backfield motion sets, and to communicate that non-verbally seems so overwhelming to me. I think it really speaks to how smart Cliff is and how smart this offensive staff is. And there were times where you're trying to build a portion of your offense that's minimal communication. So you have one word, code word, you can do some of that. I just don't know how much of that one word stuff you can do, how much of the, you know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like they have so much diversity in the hurry up. So that if someone was giving a seminar on that, I definitely want to check it out, because I think that's fascinating.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, take command. We are getting you ready for the Commanders and the Packers. Micah Parsons, before we move on, you watch the tape of that first Green Bay game against Detroit. Some of the numbers here. When he was on the field, not known as a run stuffer, but -2 rushing yards allowed on 7 plays with him. Without him, 15 runs for 48 yards. They actually got more effective and stout when he was on the field, for what that's worth, small sample size. As a pass rusher, 3 pressures, 17 rushes, had a pressure that led to an interception, also a sack after he beat a double team. You got 4 hands on you, and you somehow end up getting to the quarterback with backside pursuit.
I mean, to me, this was the coup de grace of the offseason. Laremy Tunsil was number one for a long time, and then all of a sudden this happens, and you say, what was going on with the Cowboys? Why'd they get him out of the building? Because to me, he's the second most dominant defensive player in the NFL outside of Myles Garrett. And I'm not saying that lightly, because I understand there's Chris Jones. I understand there's TJ Watt. I think this guy's better. I think the freakish get off, the power, the just absolute twitch this man possesses is so unique. He's 26 years old. So when they brought him in, this is something you totally expect from him. You totally expect him to be able to line up over multiple positions, rush the passer at a high level. Like, I thought they'd kind of move him around, try to hide him, get him on the fish. He rushed on Penei Sewell a lot. That's their best offensive lineman. And that was an absolute war. So fun to watch. But you see how good he is. You see how absolutely dominant he is in these situations. And I think, I'm happy he's out of the division, but this is a tough week 2 matchup as far as pass rushers go. And just
interestingly, he was only on the field for 1 play in the first quarter, and then he ended up with 28-9, and mostly late in the game. It was kind of a Von Miller-ish plan. He did not practice a lot. He did the McLaurin offseason plan and then training camp plan. So maybe part of that was football shape, or I'm not really sure. You know, Terry, for the record, was not on any kind of a pitch count. He played 79% of snaps, which is 1% lower than last year's. It was basically the exact same thing that he averaged. But on Micah, so when I say that he was over top of the right tackle, 22 of 29, there's obviously games and things they're running. But it sounds like you think maybe you move him to the interior, or try to get him some looks against like Coleman, Biadasz, Allegretti in the middle of the formation there.
I just remember last year, and it's like seared into my brain in like a negative way, how good he is rushing on interior guys, especially in third and long situations when there's no concern about the run. And this isn't just last year. This is every year he's been in the league. And this is what happens. Like, look at Myles Garrett. He had his most productive year a couple of years ago when they switched defensive coordinators. And it wasn't just like Myles Garrett line up on the right side. It's like Myles Garrett line up over the left guard, over the center. And those guys, those interior guys, just aren't used to dealing with that level of twitch and explosion. Like, even Abdul Carter had a couple rushes over Coleman, had a rush over the center where you're like, holy cow. Like, they're just, it's a different ball of wax. And as a defensive coordinator, you can space the front in a way where you can ensure one-on-ones on those interior players. And so the tackles are used to it. They're used to kind of the rhythm, the timing of dealing with a player like that. But when you take a player of his ilk and his ability, it's the same thing that we do with Dorrance Armstrong here in Washington, putting him on the interior. It's just the timing, the movement skills are different. It's kind of the same thing you would do with Chris Jones. You know, sometimes they move him out to end. Those tackles aren't used to that big body out there. So I think if you want to maximize what he does, you definitely want to get him lined up over the interior. So that being said, if I'm the Commanders, I'm thinking about how do we handle him on the perimeter. Chip, slide help, I'm definitely thinking about that kind of stuff. If he's on the interior, how do we get the slide working towards him? Maybe it's a 6-man slide, something big, where we just need to get him kind of caught up in the wash and eliminate what he does well from an athletic standpoint. So it'll be really interesting to watch. But again, that's kind of what Green Bay did, I thought, so well against, amongst many things, and we'll talk about that more in a second, but they did so well against Detroit, was presenting different rush looks, presenting different spacing, and absolutely disguising the heck out of their different coverage structures. So again, this is where,
you know, that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I go back to Cliff, right? The hurry up, the wide splits, the different formations are going to help, I think, eliminate some of that ability to disguise and some of that ability to hide the pressures that they ended up running.
Yeah, we'll drill down on the disguises, especially on third and medium depth, needing 5 to 8 or so or deeper. But one more on the run game, because Washington's coming off running for 230, the number 2 yards per play on the ground in the NFL this past week. The Packers allowed negative 12 rushing yards before contact, minus 0.6 yards before contact per carry this year, which... You know, you look at Dan Campbell's entire tenure in Detroit, it was the second worst game they've had running the football and getting hit in the backfield. In fact, Packers hit the Lions ball carriers behind the line of scrimmage on 16 of 22 attempts. Yeah, 73%, dude. Whoa.
You definitely felt that watching the film. You definitely felt kind of a wave.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Jaden Daniels is 10-1. Crown your champion in August. The Commanders, 19-1 odds. Or parlay your division winner dark horses like Washington together. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches and hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because Futures Day is one day, and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like pushing through, like, you know, when you're watching the All-22 from the end zone, from the sideline copy, and you just see one side kind of in a rugby scrum push the other side back real quick. Like, that's what it felt like.
And isn't that where Washington's misdirection or some of their, you know, stuff where you've actually got to read as a defender just slows them down? You can't
think about it.
If
you've got Devontae Wyatt, former first round pick, Rashawn Gary, I think he's a second round pick, Micah Parsons, first round pick, you know, Carl Brooks is a third round pick, Lucas Van Ness is a first round pick. They have a style of athlete on the interior. But if you're going to jump off the ball going vertically, like, what's the run that was most prolific for us in the preseason? Wham. We'll wham the heck out of you, right? Oh, you're going to do that again? We'll trap you now. And we do run trap very well here in Washington. So I do think that the style of run that they're going to see is going to help with that. Also, I just think when you've got Jaden Daniels and you've got Deebo Samuels, you have to defend more grass. And that's what I'm saying is Detroit came out and said, we are physically tougher than you. We are a... You know, Dan Campbell's our coach. Like, this was what everyone was worried about when he became head coach. And what I mean by that is, like, that they're just going to try and be tougher than you all the time. The NFL, there's too many tough, smart athletes for that. You need to have some type of creative element to it. And I look at the run game that they implemented against the Commanders implemented against the Giants, and there's misdirection. There's multiple looks, multiple ball carriers, multiple positions. There's screens. There's things to get you off the spot. that don't let you just trigger downhill. If I just let you see the back, trigger downhill, track the guard, make the tackle, you're going to look pretty good. And I felt like that was the thing with Detroit that really was frustrating. And watching the film is like, I felt like they just tried to like put the mouthpiece in, put the neck roll on and beat you physically. And that's not who they've been over the last couple of years. The other element too is that they thrive on these explosive chunk play action plays down the field. And I will say, I thought Green Bay did a great job maintaining coverage structure and keeping everything in front, so those big plays never happen. But that also, I will say, jives with a good pass rush where you see guys like Devontae Wyatt creating quick pressures, Micah Parsons with quick pressures, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, kind of sleepy, really good players in terms of their ability to just absolutely compress a pocket from the perimeter. So they do present a lot of challenges, and I think it's all driven from that defensive front.
Xavier McKinney, one of the handsy players in that secondary, gets his hands on a lot of footballs, had a near double-digit interception season. You know, so you mentioned the disguising of coverages. How do they avoid situations where they can confuse or disguise, now, other than the obvious, which is like, let's stay out of obvious passing, clearly, but it's going to happen. That's inevitable. So what can they do? What answers does Cliff have?
Well, if you're kind of going to like, what are your answers versus disguise coverages 101, tempo, great solution. Cadence, great solution. So, you know, using different cadences, using motion with different cadences is a great solution. And the other thing is formationally, if I am in a wide split 3-by-1 and I'm disguising, let's say I'm disguising cover 2, right? But I'm giving a quarter shell and I've got 3 dudes to the far side of the field. That backside safety is not going to be able to hold that disguise very long because there's a lot of action happening to the right side over here, and I need to make sure I can push this way. So those are some simple things, right? Also, like unique formations. So a good example of this would be like tight end nub. So you've got Zach Ertz by himself to the right. You've got 3 receivers to the left. And in that situation, do they leave a corner over on Zach Ertz's side? If they do leave a corner over there, it's probably a zone coverage, right? If they leave a nickel or a safety on Zach Ertz, then it's probably a man coverage. So using those different formations, using the hurry up to limit the ability to disguise, using cadence with motion to disguise, to help them undress their disguise, I think is going to be a huge deal. And then also like when they, like knowing what they run, I think Detroit didn't have a lot of file on what Green Bay was going to run and what they were going to be and how they were going to disguise some of their stuff. Now you've got a game's worth of information. So you can be like, okay, look at this corner's body language. See how he's not actually in man coverage because his eyes are in the wrong spot. Those are the types of things now you can utilize as well.
Take command looking ahead to Thursday Night Football in Lambeau and the Green Bay Packers. Next, when Washington's defense is on the field, peering across the line of scrimmage at Jordan Love and the Green Bay offense, what do we need to know? Logan's got our answers next on Take Command.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that?
It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.